hello, everybody. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine, Steve Patterson.
Woo! Good morning.
How's everybody? How are you doing?
Good, good.
Never a dull moment in the life of Donna Valentine. You've been broadcasting from your luxurious home studio now for 4 days. As best as I can ascertain, you cannot wait to get back to the actual studio. You'll probably like kiss the ground when you get there.
I probably will. Never a dull moment, to quote you off the air. I don't know. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Oh, no.
Laptop problems,
like right when you needed the laptop to turn on, the laptop was like, yeah, I'm on a smoke break. I'll be with you in a moment. That's great.
That's exactly what happened. And I'm like, what is going on? It's just freezing. Like the screen was blank, and obviously I need my computer in order to connect with you guys. Good morning, Rob, by the way.
Glad to have you with us, Donna.
Well, it's a funny thing because I connect from my little studio setup here in the closet, and I, in just totally poor form, not realizing that my mic is already on, I just sniffle into the mic, and Rob's like, "Good morning, Steve," and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, Rob, I'm sorry that the first thing you heard from me is a sniffle." And he said, "I'm just glad to have heard anything because I haven't heard from anyone yet." And that's when I like realize. When you sent me the text, Donna, that said, I cannot get my laptop to turn on, eek, I'm freaking out. When I said to you, oh, that's okay, we're catching up in the first segment, I'm going to drive the second segment, we're all good, you got time. I'm thinking you just wouldn't have access to the articles. And then after I send that to you, it dawns on me, oh, wait, from her home studio, if her laptop's not on, she's not on.
Right. So, It's on. Everything's fine. See, I would have never mentioned anything, but I know when you go, good morning, that means that you're about to test me.
That's because, if you don't know, that goes back to many moons ago. Donna was just having a bit of a stress morning, very busy, a lot of stuff. And then when we went on the air, the quintessential professional, ladies and gentlemen, Donna Valentine, hits us with a good morning. Just very cheery, everything.
And then Steve calls me out on it. Well, that's one of the things that you learn when in broadcasting 101 is nobody cares about your problems. Don't bring them to the air. Show must go on.
Except on My Talk. They live for our problems. They want to hear schadenfreude. What's going on in their place? They're not waiting for us to get to the next Trace Adkins single. They're like, what happened? Did her dog break off the chain last night? What went on?
Oh, God.
Kimberly.
Anyway, I'm so glad it's Friday.
Happy Friday.
I'm sure other people have challenges of working from home, not having all this stuff that you're used to having. Speaking of the dog, you got to meet my buddy Boo.
Okay, so Buddy, for those who haven't met Buddy yet, Ryan Perpich long ago described him to me as lumbering. Now, I didn't see Buddy walk, which I think would show you kind of like a lumbered gait that he might have.
Yeah.
But sweet, sassy molassy in the back seat of Donna's ride is just a very thick-looking, big dog, like a heavy. Have you weighed him?
He was 90 pounds when I got him, but he's been on an exercise and meal plan.
Oh, so I saw the after?
Yes, he's the after. I think he probably lost a few pounds. I bet he lost 2 or 3 pounds in 6 months.
It looks like he looks like a dog who would have sleep apnea. You know what I mean? He looks well taken care of. You know,
he's
and
not
I get
fat,
why
he sleeps you know, because you can see his ribs.
Yeah, no, he's just like a big. He, you know, when they say big boned, he actually is big boned. like in the end of time, if we just all compared each other's skeletons, he has a thick skeleton. He looks very laid back too. I mean, I approached the car in a mask. I could have been a robber, and he was just like, yeah, just very laid back. It was nice to finally meet him.
I know. And thank you so much. We have to tell. I tweeted this out. You can follow me at Valentine Donna. Steve gave me the most thoughtful present I think I may have ever gotten.
Well, and I have to give total credit to the there was a My Talker who sent a message and said, this totally reminds me of you and Donna. And it was just this pretty gold bracelet that in the middle has a circle. And then it says 11-11, like it would read on a clock, 11-11. And then right below it, it says make a wish. And I was like, oh my gosh, this doesn't remind you of Donna and Steve. This reminds you of Donna. And then I was like, we got to get this for her. So then I just snatched it up and then was to deliver it to you yesterday. You didn't even know that it said make a wish underneath it at first.
I did it. And then I looked and went, gosh. And like, I didn't know that was a thing, because every 11-11 on the show, I used to have a little bling. It's 11-11, make a wish. Because that number is very special to me.
Right, I know. And it was just like, oh my gosh, if ever a bracelet made for Donna, it's that bracelet.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's like a little bangle. I'm sure your wife was like, why are you buying jewelry for somebody?
I hadn't even told her that I bought jewelry for you. And then Adeline brings me up a present. And then like I go and I put it on the counter so I don't forget it. And she was like, who is this bracelet for? I was like, oh, I should probably explain this. It's for Donna. I said, I just saw it and just jumped out. And she said, oh, nothing jumped out on that website for your wife, though. Okay. All right. Well, you have a good day, sir. All righty then.
Oh, God. So no, it's very sweet. That. Thank you so much. We've got to thank the listener. You've got to find out what her name was.
Anonymous listener. She knows who she is. If you're listening right now, send me a message and I'll give you a shout out on the air. But way to go.
Yeah, me too. All right. Thank you. All right, I'm going to go.
Well, by the way, Diana just said on Twitter, hey, Steve, some people who have sleep apnea are skinny twigs like my cousin Tom. We are not all fatties lumbering people. Wow, hey, Diana, I wasn't implying that. It was just about the dog.
Oh, jeez, that's funny. Anyway, thank you for providing the questions for Throwback Thursday Music Trivia yesterday. Bradley Brother Rob did a great job. On the contrary.
I heard it, and I thought, this is what listeners feel like. I was, like, wanting to yell at the radio. And then when Bradley, first of all, encountered how your brain works in that game, that was a delight to hear him processing you. And then when he said to you, not knowing he was giving you the worst hint ever, but for everyone else, it would be the best hint ever, when he said, a pizza with everything on it.
Oh,
was that you, Rob? I thought, so close, but oh, my
Donna.
Don't
give me food references.
Yeah, I don't. Everything pizza, the too much, what is it?
I'm like, the garbage truck pizza.
Yeah, the garbage truck. I thought, oh, no.
So, the answer we were looking for was the Supremes.
The Supremes.
Because it was baby love, baby love.
And then,
okay, I know it's Diana Ross. I got that much.
Classic Donna Valentine. He mentioned another song to you. About I saw the light, and then you went into I saw the light, and I was like, yep, that's what she does. She thinks she has it, but that's Ace of Base, and that's not even the song. That's I saw the sign.
That was a hard one.
It was a tough one yesterday.
Well, and then Bradley, another answer was Todd Rundgren.
Rundgren.
Bradley didn't know who that was. Yeah. And as he's quizzing me, he's trying to give me a hint on the name Todd. And once he said Todd, I went, Todd Rundgren. And he's like, wait a second, how did that happen? How do you get Rundgren out of
after he was doing
Todd?
Things like It Names with Rod. And then it took you like a minute to do that. And then, Todd Rundgren. And he's like, what? Who's Todd Rundgren? Anyway.
It was really fun. By the way, if you are listening to the podcast, I have to go back today and correct the third hour because it keeps repeating the second hour. I promise I will get that fixed. As soon as we get off the air today.
It's a pandemic, everybody. When we come back, we got some things that make you go, huh? I found out something shocking about the continent of Africa and its future. The doom that is coming to it. I explain that, plus some other head-scratching facts. When we come back, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. Should mention our Facebook question for today is, what, in your opinion, is the best sports movie of all time? Right? We've got a list coming up at 11:30, according to, I think it's Rolling Stone, put out a list of the 50 best sports movies. So if you want to watch, you know, with the lack of sports going on lately, it might be fun to watch a sports-related movie.
I know one that you should watch, Don. It's called Air Bud, and it's a, oh my gosh, and it's a dog named Bud. Buddy, you have a buddy?
I do.
He learns how to play basketball. We know from previous Don and Steve shows that you like to shoot hoops at the park, which definitely isn't weird at all. And so you could take Buddy there, and he could learn to nose the ball into the hoop. You could live out a real-life Air Buddy. That's what it'd be called.
All right. I will work on that. not. But in the meantime, let's get to those head scratching facts. Things that make you go. That's fun. I don't even know what those words are that you just said.
Geologists.
Okay.
Who study plate tectonics say that Africa will eventually split down the middle into two continents and form a new ocean.
Oh, wow. Like in between the two, it's just going to...
You're D right. You're D right. It won't happen for millions of years, though.
Okay.
We don't care. The two halves are moving away from each other about a quarter inch every year.
That's very interesting. Yeah.
What do you think about Pangea?
I don't know what you're saying.
Pangea. Pangea is the theory that at one point all of the land was connected. You know, like how you see, like, oh, yeah, I guess Africa and South America would kind of fit next to each other. They could kind of connect North America and Europe. Donna, have you look at Pangea? Just search Pangea, P-A-N-G-E-A. I hope this is the right thing. You got to look.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Look at Pangea. That's how you pronounce it. It was a supercontinent that some scientists say existed during the late Paleozoic and early Mesozoic eras.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Everything was together. You could just like, oh, you know what? I have to walk to Ghana, so I'm going to walk there from Minnesota. Isn't that something, Donna?
Yeah, it's something. I'm going to walk to Algeria from, I don't know, Bolivia.
Oh, well, why not swing past Lithuania?
I'm going to go from Tibet to Congo.
Oh, well, if you're going to Congo, it only makes sense to pass Uzbekistan. Why don't you just chill out, Donna? It feels like you're a little revved up today.
Yeah, sorry, I blew up.
The House of Representatives. Oh, he's getting political. This year of all years? The House of Representatives expanded to 435 members in 1911 when the population was 94 million. Today, our population is around 330 million, and there are still 435 members.
Oh, wow.
So we just said 435 feels like enough.
That's the number.
You know, here's the question. If you were standing on a cliff and someone said, explain to me the differences, just like in general terms, what the House of Representatives do, what the Senate does, or I'm going to shove you off this cliff. Do you die that day?
I definitely do die because I would get it wrong. I would get it wrong. I got to take a...
Start so stupid. First of all, the house. It's a huge house. Huge. So big. It's such a big house. So many rooms. And then you just hear Stevie Boy falling off the cliff having been shoved. Do you want to hear something about...
I like how your mind works. That's funny.
Real ninjas or Jack Black?
Jack Black.
Oh, someone's got a crush. Jack Black's mother, Judith Love Cohen, was an engineer who worked on the Hubble telescope.
Oh, that's fascinating.
I remember when I told my a very, very smart boss of mine back when I worked at the university, my alma mater where I went to school, and I told her that her name is Kimberly, and I told her that I my new job was going to be at Hubbard Broadcasting. And she said, they have the telescope. And then you heard it immediately. This very smart woman realized.
She fell off the cliff.
Yep. The Senate is consistent. Oh, lucky for us, we got time for a ninja fact. Real ninjas, which there were real ninjas, didn't wear all black. They actually wore dark blue. Because it was a more effective way to blend in at night. Dark blue is the better incognito color.
Is that right?
That's what it says.
Okay.
The NBA or John Steinbeck? Let's start with Steinbeck. What happened with the NBA?
Okay.
John Steinbeck was late turning in his manuscript of Mice and Men.
Okay.
Do you know why? Why would he have been late turning in his manuscript?
Because his wife was having a baby.
Oh, burn! No. Because his dog ate an early draft. Even back
oh,
then.
The all my dog ate my homework. You're my best friend.
Rob, this one's for you.
As I take a bite of an energy bar, thank you.
Funny, oh, I just had one too.
Oh, really? And I just, I had a smoothie, kale, banana.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Chocolate proteins. Nice. Blueberries. Sue me, Susie. Until 1966, NBA teams could claim players who went to college within 50 miles of their arena before they got to the NBA draft. So right now, it's the best college players. They go into the NBA draft, and then there is an order that teams get to select them. But back then, before the draft even started, let's say the Minnesota Timberwolves, let's say there was a great player at the University of Minnesota who they thought would go number one in the draft that year. Right. Back until 1966, the Timberwolves could have said, nope, he's not going to the draft. We claim him because of the proximity rule. If they went to school anywhere within 50 miles before, you could just claim them. And that is how teams managed to grab two of the greats, Wilt Chamberlain and Oscar Robertson.
Really?
Maybe talk.
Except back in the 60s, they might have been the Minneapolis Lakers.
Oh, right. Rob. See, that's why I said that one was for you. You'd get that energy bar coursing through your blood, and then you would clap back with a return fact.
Not sure if it's a fact, but it's
doesn't have to
ballpark.
Be. Doesn't have to be.
All right. When we come back, you guys, let's talk about the 50 greatest sports movies of all time. You could give us a call, too, if you got one. Hey, welcome back. Donna and Steve here, My Talk 107.1. We are everything entertainment, including movies. I came across a list of the best sports movies ever. This is according to Rolling Stone, and I thought we could, like, at least, you know, do maybe the top 10. I don't know.
Hey, listen, I'm open to it. I like that you brought this list forward.
Thank you. Do you want to do top 5 or do you want to do top 10?
Top 5, but can we do it as a guessing game?
Oh, sure. I like it.
Right.
Do you want
and
me to
just
give you a hint?
I'm going to just sort of guess movies. I'm not going to guess order specifically. I'm just going to guess movies that are in the list somewhere, okay?
Okay, it's got to be top 5.
All right, fine. Top 5. Okay.
Cuz otherwise it's a whole thing.
Hey, Donna, don't make it about you.
I'll tell you what. We'll do top 10. Go.
Okay. Field of Dreams.
Not in the top 10.
Okay, so we already have a questionable list on our hands.
Really?
Okay. I wonder if that's because they consider it less of a sports movie. I mean, but it's more drama. Okay.
What did you guess again?
Field of Dreams.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie. Yeah, it's a little creepy at the beginning. You might forget. I introduced it to my kids 2 years ago. And, I mean, like in Iowa cornfield, if you build it, build it. They will come. And then I was looking at my kids like, ooh, that kind of sounds spooky, trying to gauge how are they responding to this. All right, how about Hoosiers? Got to be on there.
Not in the top 10.
Okay.
So far, you're doing very badly.
Let's go with Rudy, I'm going to guess, is very high on the list.
That should be in the top 10, but it's not.
Okay, this list is actual garbage. So what's on what's on there? Unnecessary Roughness with Sinbad?
Number 10.
No.
No, it's not on there.
No. I was gonna, what? It's not on there. No. Any Given Sunday?
Not on here.
Space Jam?
Not in here.
The Sandlot? Major League?
No, none of them.
Please read this list off to me.
Okay, number 10. Best sports movies of all time. Friday Night Lights. Number 9, Senna from 2010.
What's it called?
Senna.
Spell
S-E-N-N-A.
It?
S-E-N-N-A.
Okay.
S-E-N-N-A. S-E-N-N-A.
S-E-N-N-A.
This movie is about a Brazilian guy who became a national hero for the Formula One circuit in the 80s and 90s before an accident that ended his life. That sounds real uplifting. Okay, so there's that. Number 8 is When We Were Kings from 1996. Did you see that one?
Nope, I've never even heard of it.
I've heard of it, but I didn't know what that was about. It's a Muhammad Ali, George Foreman Rumble in the Jungle fight.
Okay, how about Ali? Is Ali in there? Will Smith?
Not in the top 10.
Okay, wait a minute here. The Blind Side.
Not in the top 10.
League of Their Own.
Nope.
Okay, so this list.
How about Rocky Balboa?
There you go. It's Rocky number 2. Number 2.
Which, okay. Wait, are you saying Rocky 2 or just Rocky?
No, just Rocky.
Was number 2 on the list. Okay.
Okay, so it goes Friday Night Lights, Senna, When We Were Kings, Slapshot at number 7.
Okay.
I happen to be looking at this video, this DVD actually right now, for Bull Durham, number 6.
Okay, I've never seen Bull Durham.
I don't think you'd be into it.
Why? What are you talking about?
It's really about, like, if I remember correctly. Did you see it, Rob?
Yeah, and I worked at a radio station in Raleigh and used to spend some time up in Durham. In fact, our owner of the broadcast company...
Oh, I feel a name drop coming.
Jim Goodman owned the Durham Bulls, and they have the baseball stadium. And I think they actually have the bull with the horns. And if one of the home guys hits a home run through the horns of the bull... Everybody in the stadium gets a prize, like an order of fries or something from Wendy's.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's a fun fact.
Yeah.
If I remember, it's about these girls that are kind of what you would call a jersey chaser. You know, they're jersey chasers.
Oh,
they want to hook up with a baseball player.
Yeah.
So that comes in at number 6. Number 5 is Caddyshack. Never saw it.
I saw it. It's not as good as people think it is. I'm starting to get a feel for who put this list together. Keep going.
It's Rolling Stone, man.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to be diverse in the top 10. Number 4 is Raging Bull, which I have yet to see.
I haven't seen that one. I have not. With De Niro.
Number 3 is a great movie. You should have your kids see this movie.
Don't tell me what to do.
It's just a soft suggestion.
Sorry.
Bad News Bears.
Oh.
With Walter Matthau, Tatum O'Neill. Oh, it's such a good movie. Mm. It's delightful. That comes in, where did I say? Number 3. Number 2 was Rocky. And what do you think number 1 is on the list
of gracious
sports movies ever?
What about, I'm going to take one from our Facebook suggestions. What about the movie Miracle?
That should be in the top 10.
That's not in the top 10, Nick.
Okay. Not in the top 10. We're already up to number 1.
Give me a hint.
It has to do with what I like to do in the park.
Shooting hoops. Okay. All right. Hang on a second.
All right. You got part of the title.
Hoops. Hoop Dreams?
Yep. Number 1.
That was a documentary. It came out in like 95 probably. I went and saw it in the theater thinking it was going to be great. And really interesting, and I remember at that age, it wasn't quite the right one for me. But maybe I would like it now. I believe it's a documentary, and it follows a couple of kids in their pursuit of playing college basketball.
Right. Sounds right.
Hey, you guys.
I'm sorry.
Listener Wendy has a great suggestion.
A
movie that should be on the list.
Wendy, my best friend has called in.
Hey.
Wendy, what should be on the list?
Brian's Song.
Best. Love that movie. I did a book report on that in 7th grade.
It's a tearjerker.
I know.
It's a real-life story of a couple of guys who played for the Chicago
Gale
Bears. Gale
Sayers.
Brian
and
Piccolo.
Brian Piccolo, and they were roommates. Yep. It's a really good story.
It's a good one. It gives me the shivers. I got goosebumps.
Oh, God.
I know. How about that? The speech that Gale Sayers makes at the end?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a classic.
Now. So beautiful. Thank you for calling, Wendy.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could call her Wee Wee.
Absolutely. I bet most people call her Wee Wee. And her rap name could be Lil Wee Wee. Oh, now I'm hearing it. Nope, probably not. Never mind.
Okay, moving right along. How about North Dallas 40? That's a really good movie.
How about Mighty Ducks? Okay.
No,
why? No. This is too. They're too in their head here putting this list together.
How about
there's
the
too
natural?
Many good ones that we said that aren't even in the top 10.
The Big Lebowski? How does that sneak in there?
Bowling? What is that? A bowling? Oh, stop! I'm out. That's like when someone puts Die Hard in as a Christmas movie. It's like, okay, I don't respect your list anymore.
How about this one? Number 22 on the list. The Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings, 1976.
How about Happy Gilmore?
Okay, I never saw that.
Oh, Christopher McDonald as Shooter McGavin. Great. What a great movie villain.
How about Bend It Like Beckham, number 23.
So where is like the sand? Are you looking at the full list right now? Is this, where's the Sandlot? Where's Rudy?
Oh, Rudy is number 26, 1993.
Oh my gosh. Rudy is behind Bend It Like Beckham?
Yeah. Yeah. Chariots of Fire is number 27.
I've never seen that. Of course, everybody knows the scene in the song.
I don't remember that movie either. Miracle, that's one of those movies that if it's on just randomly, I will watch it. It's
what number
so
is that?
Good. Number 28. That's
jeez
bonk.
Louise.
Tin Cup is number 29. And number 30, No, a documentary.
Huh? Donna.
This is about Doc Ellis, because he's most famous for claiming that he once pitched a no-hitter. While tripping on LSD.
Whoa.
wow. Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's
I don't like
got,
that list.
Man.
I don't like that list.
I hear you.
Now I get it. If you gave me the reins, then it would just be like too, you know, 1990s focused. I understand. But like for Rudy to be number 26, what are we doing here?
I agree with you. Rudy is a great movie. Rudy and Miracle should be in the top five.
Miracle.
For sure.
There's that great scene in Miracle where Coach Herb Brooks is having them skate and do lines again. And if I remember, the scene just goes on and on. And each time they do a sprint, and then he just says, again.
Again.
And they go. And
it's because
I was watching
with
college buddies, and it was like, whoa, this is like you felt the duration of the scene was left long so that you would feel the exhaustion. You would feel how hard he was being on them.
Well, it is so funny because when he'd say, what's your name and who do you play for?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there going, what do you mean? That's the dumbest question because it's so obvious. It's USA. The USA, that's who you're playing for. And they all kept just saying the name of their college.
Yeah. Again.
And that's why he had them skating. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys
so
ever
good.
See the video of the little kid who did the Herb Brooks speech?
No.
No.
I'm already interested.
Check it out.
Are born from great opportunities.
Oh.
That's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you earned here tonight. One game. If we play them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game.
Yeah.
Not tonight.
Well, Rob, where did you get that audio? Just out of curiosity.
Rob's actually doing an impression of a young child. That was Rob doing it live.
It's on YouTube.
Okay. The reason I'm asking, because my old partner and I used to do a weekly segment called Little Theater, where we would go to schools and take classic scenes from movies and have little kids record them. And that sounds really familiar. I wonder if that's where it's from. But it's fantastic. I love that.
Was that you? And I don't want to say anything. Was that you and Gus, we'll call him?
Yeah.
Oh, Gussie.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so cute when you see kids do, like, adult things.
Yeah.
Ah, thanks for pulling that up. That's really fun.
I don't know, Steve.
We have to, because
we've seen things, and we need to say things. There is a celebrity who may still currently be, as of yesterday, was duct taped to a billboard. I'll tell you who it was and why they were doing that.
What?
When we return on the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. It's a Friday edition of the show, so that means coming up at 11:30.
We're giving away two kayaks.
His and her scooters.
A home safe. and a pool cleaner. Those are almost all the things that my brother won when he was on The Price is Right.
No Rice-A-Roni, huh?
No, he didn't get Rice-A-Roni. Did they give these people a packet on the way out if they get the price right? What'd you win? I got a Mazda and two packs of Rice-A-Roni.
Yeah, that's too bad. Anyway, that means that coming up at 11:30 is Drunk Donna, Stoner Steve, our good friend and production director, Rocco, takes segments from the week, things that we talked about on the air, and then he slows them down and makes us sound real dumb. Real, real dumb and real drunk and real stoned.
Makes us sound dumber was probably the best way to describe it.
You are accurate in saying that. Anyway, enough about us. Let's do this.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Here's the headline I see. Now, this was as of yesterday. Worth looking into today, I suppose, on Instagram. The headline reads, Steve-O from Jackass. Steve-O is currently duct taped to a billboard in Los Angeles.
OMG.
The star of Jackass. You can click on the link, Donna, and you'll see it. He shared a selfie from the billboard on his Instagram, and he captioned it, I'm attached to a billboard right now. Swipe to see the whole thing. You had a variety of pictures there. And I want to emphasize that a team of real professionals rigged everything safely. There is zero chance of me falling. And it's important to me that we not waste any valuable city resources on this. Okay, just look, you're duct taped to a billboard. We don't have to get like politically correct at this point. Anyways, he says, I'm happy to just hang out and really want the world to know about this project I worked so hard on. So according to Loudwire.com, the project in which he is referring is a new comedy special. It's called Gnarly, which according to his website is loaded with really dumb stuff. You can stream it now. In addition to being picked up by mainstream media outlets and an abundance of reactions on Twitter, the comedian Steve-O is also being broadcast. Yesterday, he was being broadcast on a live stream on YouTube.
That is a lot of duct tape.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Now
Steve.
he does have a foot rest that he's on, so it's not like only the duct tape is keeping him up there. But still, I mean, what an LA thing. Now, can I say this about Steve-O?
Sure. He looks good. Are you going to name drop? Yeah, looks good.
He looks good. He looks healthy. Is he clean and sober?
I think so.
Did he do that?
I think so.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
What do you think? If you went past the billboard and you saw
I would lose it. I would laugh so hard. I would pull over, get out of my car, start snapping pictures and videos, and then I would put it on Instagram. That is not true. None of it.
I thank you, Donna, for your immediate honesty. I think he is sober because one week ago he had a post of him looking drunk and smoking a cigarette, and his caption was, I really don't miss being a drunk ashtray.
Wow. Good for him. That's cool. Great. All right, now I have something for you. And if you see something, say something. Kelly Clarkson saw something, and she decided she was going to say something. So sick of people being mean on social media. It's just so disheartening.
I know.
So basically the headline is that she fired back after a troll said that her marriage didn't work because she's too busy. Okay, so let me just read you. So Kelly basically put up a picture of herself. She was filling in for Simon Cowell on America's Got Talent, right?
Okay.
And then this person said, basically said, let me see.
Is this going to go into the world of mom shaming?
Yes.
Oh, brother. Brother.
So it says, this person said, now Kelly is taking Simon's place. No wonder her marriage didn't work.
Okay.
And then it said, surprise, she has time for her kids, not the good old country girl we fell in love with. It's all about Kelly being on TV and no one else. Just Karen, go back into the kitchen.
Karen. And
get off social media. So Kelly writes back,
oh, geez.
Wow. Wow, shaming a woman who has a great work ethic, is a great mom, who steps up and fills in when a friend asks for a favor, because that's actually what good old country girls do. Mm. This can't be who you are deep down. I have more faith in your heart. Aim higher, please. And then
that's
a
very nice response.
I think so, too.
That's a nice response.
I like that she's, I like that she's sticking up for herself.
Yes.
You know, saying, listen, I'm... She likes to be busy.
She did it with character, too. Do you know what I mean? Because a lot of people, what they do is they think just loudly clapping back at trollish behavior and then doing a deep dive as to who that person is as an individual, that then you're just being a reactive troll, because you're using the same sort of hateful speech and you're reducing them into something, where it takes maturity, and kudos to Kelly Clarkson for having it, to just take a breath. And then to say something as poignant as, I don't believe this is who you are in your heart. I got more faith in you. Aim higher. You can do better.
Yeah,
that's a really dignified way and a strong way. It's a stronger way rather than just yelling at the person and saying, you know, whatever mean thing you want to say about them.
Yeah.
That's easier to do. What she did is harder to do. And kudos to her for doing it.
Yeah.
Now she went on to duct tape that person to a billboard. She's it was Steve-O. That's why he's up there. I get it now.
I see. Man, stop with that. Hey, by the way, I saw this headline today that Taco Cat in the Midtown Global Market.
There she goes.
Our friends. Hey, Baba Letang.
Yes.
Shout out.
Baba.
He's our guy. Unfortunately, Taco Cat is the latest Twin Cities restaurant to announce its permanent closure. And I know a lot of people who love that place. So I feel
now, it's
really
still
going
to be open until the end of September. So if you're hearing this news and thinking, oh, no, send them off well, as they have, you know, a month and a half left of being open.
Definitely.
That's a bummer, though.
I know. Do you want to hear some new music?
Yeah. Is it sad or happy?
It's cool. It's real cool. Okay, so I've got a new song from Miley Cyrus coming up. And also, I've got some lullaby renditions of Shania Twain songs. Won't that be fun?
Yeah, I'm down with that.
All right. And then Rob's going to have a dirt alert, too, coming up next on My Talk 107.1.